Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And I guess Monday is like a national holiday for us. Each week, the Monday just really gets our week going and our year going and our season going. Steve Roberts in the building, Brian Hall in the booth.
It was a really good weekend. Actually, I would dare to say almost a great weekend. And
there's a deaf person works in here.
I believe it. It might be me. So I don't want to. Louisville Audiology.
Louisville Audiology.
I will probably be visiting there sooner than later. No, there's a lot to get to. It's over the weekend. Let me just say, I had a couple of cool experiences I will share on the air. I also, it's also great to watch the Reds just brutally sweep the Cardinals. I mean, just make the Cardinals look stupid.
Was it bad?
It was awesome. It was awesome. So it was like, if we could only play the Cardinals every game, we would be in great shape.
Be leading.
Yeah. So it was like, I was going to put a broom back on Mitch's desk, but obviously we don't have one. So I almost put the vacuum back there. Just
anything.
I was like, maybe that's close enough.
Just clean up aisle St. Louis or something.
Just making the point there that, like, all right. So anyways, so that was fun.
Brian Hall in the booth. Brian, our weekends never compete to your or compare to yours. So what did you do this weekend?
Let's see. So Friday night, had my cousin's graduation party from Walden High School. So congratulations to Jared and Jonah Hall on their graduation. They were both multiple sport athletes, and so they're looking to head off to college. Another thing, Saturday, went out and got another kayaking trip in. I was supposed to spend the night at a client's house that night, but their flight got canceled. They were doing a one-day trip, so ended up getting the night off, and so we ended up packing up the kayaks and going for a kayak trip at Elkhorn Creek in Frankfort. Mm-hmm. It was moving. We did a full day trip, and then Saturday,
Are your arms sore after a day of kayaking?
Not really, to be honest. You know, it's more of a lazy river, and we kind of cabrew and float. And, you know, but I will say that Saturday the waters were moving much more, and the rapids were a little bit, you know, a little bit tougher, a little bit higher waves and different things like that. So there's a little bit of a workout there, but if anything hurts, it's my upper body. But we go kayaking a good amount, so I'm pretty used to it by now. Sunday, though, I used to just catch up on sleep. I literally just kind of laid around most of the day because it was the first day in a while that we didn't have really anything to do for Louisville Dog Rush. I had one consultation with a new client, and then the rest of the day I just kind of napped in and out, which was great. And I hadn't been able to do that in a long time.
Right.
Yeah.
So the weather kind of let you.
Oh, yeah. It was perfect.
Right. That's awesome.
And, hey, congrats to my Western Kentucky Hilltoppers. They picked up a big transfer over the weekend.
What's his name again?
Jalen Butts.
That's cool.
Yeah, Mr. Butts. He comes from DePaul University, though, and he averaged 10.5 points and 5.5 rebounds for DePaul. He's, I think, second or third all-time in field goal percentage for DePaul, and he was second on the team in rebounding, and and I think he was like 18th in the conference. But we're talking about a guy who only played about 20 minutes a game for them. He'll probably get more minutes at Western. He set out last year. I think there was some issues that he was working, maybe grade issues he was working out. I don't want to say that for sure. Mm-hmm. He could have just took the COVID year, but he took a year off and transferred to Western, and he'll probably take over Charles Bassey next season.
Every time, awesome, man. Every time you hear somebody transfer to anywhere else, do you always think it should have been Coach Mack's guy?
Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, should we have got him?
You're right.
Yeah, you know. No, but there's, let me see, a couple other things. Obviously, over the weekend, we've been prepping for the move. We moved Thursday, so everything is just madness. It's just madness at my house, and it's terrible. It's just stuff everywhere.
I still need help moving people. I need help moving the Steve washing machine, unless Steve can handle it. or
I mean, I can, but if somebody else wants to do it, I'm perfectly fine with that too.
If somebody can help out with this, it'll be phenomenal.
But anyway, so it was awesome. That was great. We got to do all that, buying a lot of new stuff. I went to Buff City Soap, got some different stuff. Went to Bath and Body Works and Yankee Candle, and spent an ungodly amount of money.
It's setting up for the new place.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Just have some fresh scents and stuff. So we did all that. Then, actually, had a couple cool times when I was at Bath and Body Works. A man named Will come up and said to make sure that we enjoyed the show, or make sure we knew he enjoyed the show. Said it's a great part of his day, and that was really cool. So I was excited.
That's an awesome feeling.
Yeah.
When someone says it's the good part of their day.
I know. I was telling my wife when we got in the car, I was like, man, think about that, man. They're like, dude, that's one of their favorite parts of the day. And he watches YouTube and stuff. So I really appreciated him coming up and letting me know that. It was funny. When we were leaving, I was like, hey, you know, take it easy, Will. I saw him back at the food line. We stopped and got Chick-fil-A on the way out. I was like, take it easy, Will. He was like, I'll take it easy, Steve. And Mrs. Steve and little Steve.
Right.
Like, that's just an OG. And then Zach Gerald.
Bought what I found.
Shut up. It's an OG. I guess I hit the button. Bought my couch, right?
Uh-huh.
So he comes over, and got to chat with him. He listens to the show, too, and said he enjoyed the show. I said I'd pass it along to you. So it was cool, man. It was a good feeling.
Good to see
you. I did tell him, I was like, hey, man, like, my house don't normally look like this. So, like, it's like, because when you take the couches up and stuff, you see all the like dirty spots and the right. carpets and stuff, and you're like, golly, dude, this place is disgusting.
I don't want this to be a representation of what
this is terrible.
No, I keep my door open, right? And just keep that living room area clean. So if somebody drives by, they say, oh, Marcus' place is nice, but inside of it's just a dump.
I know. So the one other thing before we get to the sports aspect of all this is next Monday, after we move in, get all that done, next Monday we're flying to Vegas. I am going to do a couple shows that week from down in the sports book because it is 7 o'clock there, so that'd be before everybody's up and wanting to do stuff. So I was like, well, I can get up a couple days. There's something not right there. Sorry, y'all just have to.
My camera.
I don't know who she was talking to, but it was not anybody that was from this realm of life. But anyway, so I'm going to get up 7, go down, because we're staying at Caesars. I'm going to go down to the sports book and at least 2 days on Monday and Friday would be impossible because I'm going to be, it's travel days. And Monday I'm gonna be having a panic attack. So
you said that out loud. You know, the whole time I'm listening to you, I'm saying, don't do it, Marcus. Don't do it, Marcus. Don't bring it up, Marcus. Don't look. The last thing he needs.
I was gonna bring it up.
Me to bring it up.
That's where I was going with all this.
Okay.
So over the weekend, and actually I'm kind of kidding. I'm not as terrified as I lead on. But I'm sure as it gets closer, you're gonna kind of be like, but I have been reading. First time flight tips, right?
Uh-huh.
So I've kind of been, you know, okay, I'm like, okay, I got to get chewing gum, got to do this.
You got to be tired.
I know.
You got to be tired.
But our flight's at like noon.
You got to run. You got to run. You got to get a 4-miler in.
So you say I should get up that morning and run before we go?
Yes. You got to be tired, Steve.
I might, because I could get up and run around the new neighborhood. That could be kind of one of my first runs.
Get a long run in.
Okay.
Just so where you just like stay up at night, put Charity in charge of, you get 3 hours of sleep max, you know.
But I mean, it's only a 3 hour flight.
Yeah. It's not the flight, Steve.
Yeah.
It's the 40 minutes before. It's the 30 minutes when I get on the plane and got to sit down, and then when they shut those doors and we're taxiing, and that's where the energy's at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like once it starts, it's going to be like, okay, and, all right, I can handle this.
And you're going to be looking at the exits like, you know, like your brain just has to be.
See, people say that all the time. People are like, I mean, you want to be close to the exits. And I'm like, do I?
No. But here, no, I don't even know what kind of math you'll be doing, but you're just, your brain naturally just go, like I said, I've been more confident on some planes than others, right?
Yeah, right.
So I know what, you know.
And like, we're flying Southwest, so I mean, it is kind of a more of a.
It's a great, Southwest to Vegas, a great quick trip. It's not bad.
Yeah. But
like I said, just be tired.
Okay.
The more tired you are, the more you kind
of
like.
See, because part of me is like, no, for my first time, I want to be alert. I want to like, okay, let's head on face this. Let's do this. Because I'm telling you, once I fly once, I'm wanting to really enjoy this.
Both babies are coming or neither one?
Neither.
Okay.
Taking the kids to Vegas.
I was going to say you could try to do the fake tough guy in front of them.
Oh, yeah. not my little one. He's crazy. Yeah, he's insane. But Elijah likes to fly.
Mm-hmm.
He's flown a few times. He's like, oh, it's awesome.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yeah, but you also think the chairlifts in Gatlinburg are awesome. Because you don't fear death. So anyways, there's that. We'll talk about that throughout the week. If you guys got tips throughout the week, I would actually legitimately appreciate them. Like I said, I'm not as terrified as I kind of joke. I'm a little nervous, you know, just because, I mean, you know, and you hate to throw out stats like this, but you're like, I mean, there hadn't been like a
don't even say it.
Yeah, right. You know, and stuff. Of course, I type in Google, and the first thing that comes out is like 2 years ago, like an engine exploded and sucked a woman out the window. It was like the first death. And like, and I mean, God knows, I'm not making light of that. It's a horrific situation for somebody. You know, I'm like, oh, God. So now I'm like, well, I'm going to sit in my window. And that's the other thing. Everybody's like, oh, get the window seat. I'm like, no, I don't want the window seat.
Fair enough.
Okay, so anyways, we'll talk about that throughout the week. Texters, real quick, let me get to these, and then there's one more thing I want to talk about. My wife and I took a flight to New Orleans a few years ago, and as a first-time flyer at the time, I chose not to take the window seat. Okay, thank you. I've flown to Vegas at least 10 times from Louisville. There's no napping on the flight out there. On the way back, it's The Walking Dead, so sleep then. See, somebody else told me that. Somebody said the energy on the flight to Vegas is pretty.
You know what? Forget what I said about you being tired.
Somebody
enjoy your trip.
Take a gummy before the flight. Everything will be smooth. Okay, I think I know
that's
where you're
exactly
going with that.
That's a good idea.
That's exactly the worst idea you could possibly give.
So you're suggesting I get high?
No. You Miami Heat player.
Wait a minute, I'm listening.
Dion Waiters.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, get Steve in. Steve, host of Middays on 93.9, goes into panic attack, forces the plane to land prematurely in Michigan because he took a gummy.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah, now I'm naked in the chicken coop in the back.
Sweat like a slave.
Like, what's happening here? Steve, headphones, watch a good movie. Other people have told me that. Unfortunately, Southwest stopped serving booze. Well, I might consider it. Steve, you want the window seat. Something about it is more comforting. You know, you might be right. The flight out is
like
Rick Pitino.
I'll see where I'm going.
And the flight back is like Mac. Do not take a CBD gummy before the flight.
Thank you.
Okay, all right. If you're tall, you want the exits. Takeoff and landing are the best parts. Turbulence isn't as bad as it seems. I appreciate these, man.
It's not bad.
Thank y'all. Throughout the week, shoot those to me, and don't be a jerk. Don't be like, see, here's a, you know. Somebody said, y'all do have the best show. Thank you so much. Okay, a couple texts about this. I feel like we have to address this first.
I'm listening.
Shout out to my guy Charles Clay for IPTV, because I did not spend a ton of money. But I did stay up last night and watch Floyd Mayweather. And then we're going to get to this basketball video here shortly. But Floyd Mayweather, Logan Paul. It was what I assumed it would be. I wanted, I learned a lot of things. I wanted Floyd just to kick his butt. I also learned that I don't really despise Logan Paul. Mm. His brother's the one that's like,
yeah, obnoxious.
Yeah, like, you're disgusting. Like, I hope Woodley just beats him to a pulp. Because they're fighting.
Yep.
Yeah, so, anyways, there's that part of it.
Post-fight, you came around.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because, I mean, you know, you could tell, like, I mean, he was about to cry. Like, you could tell he was legitimately like, this is the coolest thing I've ever did in my life. So there's that. I mean, obviously, you watch the fight, you could tell at about round six that Floyd was had robbed us.
Yet again.
And he was not going to... he was not going to knock him out, because at any point after round five, I mean, Logan Paul couldn't lift his arms.
He was a zombie.
Yeah. Then the video comes out.
Wait for the video.
Okay.
Just,
well, I mean, that's about it. I mean, it was what it was.
Floyd Mayweather could have disposed of him throughout the fight.
Yeah, I mean, anytime. You know, and then
what was it? Was it just his defensive prowess, just his conditioning?
Well, he's a boxer.
Listen,
so Logan Paul's not.
So there was nothing to Logan Paul's size and strength and heavy hands or anything like that?
Not after the first 30 seconds. You know, it's like, okay, I mean, if you can go right at, just, I mean, sure, I'm sure. But, I mean, Floyd's like, he's practices taking punches to the jaw to, like, you know, to toughen that up. Like, these boxers aren't easy guys to knock out. Like,
they're not easy to touch with full force. Yeah,
it wasn't like you walked in there and just sucker punched Brian Hall in the face. You know, I mean, I don't know why. Sorry, Brian. But, like, you know, I mean, like, there's no comparison here.
But, Steve, there's always the imagination that says, let me introduce you to Mr. Overhand Right.
Yeah.
Let me reintroduce.
Yeah. And it gets you. And this was the great white hype. And it got me a little bit, even though you could tell that, look, James Roper was trying to win. Floyd won before the fight. He was like, okay, we got you.
Once we hit the number.
Yeah. Once Moneybag Yo came out, it was like, okay.
Yeah.
Migos come out and did a whole song. Then Moneybag Yo and Floyd come out. And it's like, it's over.
But again, I'll still admit, in the back of my mind, there was just little something that said, Floyd, don't go out there and just get caught sleeping.
Well, once so much of that, it's like, don't go out there and look bad either. Mm-hmm. Like, don't go out there and kind of like look fat and, you know. And, I guess, right. I shouldn't say fat, but, like, you know, overweight for a boxing
for him,
match.
Yeah.
And kind of like, and he's slower, and it's like, well, he's not that.
Yep.
He could still beat most boxers at that
right
weight. He did kind of afterwards, it was funny because Logan Paul was legitimately like, and that's why I said that kind of eased me a little bit on him, because he was like, dude, this is like, this dude's one of the greatest, man. I mean, like, this is legit. Like, this is awesome. Floyd was kind of like, you know, if he tried to fight somebody his own size, he'd probably get hurt. But
probably get hurt pretty bad.
Yeah, he's a little tougher than I thought, you know, blah, blah, blah. He was kind of like, you know, I had fun, though. You know, I'm 44. You know, man, like, yeah, he said, I like to get out here and mess with the young kids and see if I still got it. I'm like, okay. I feel you.
Right.
And I'm a big Floyd guy. I'm a big Floyd guy. Now, of course, there is this aspect of it. Like, my cousin, of course. Like, my cousin don't like Floyd Mayweather. So
Floyd and LeBron.
Yeah, right. Floyd and LeBron are the two guys you don't like. Now, like, Floyd could have did a triple backflip gainer and knocked him out with the uppercut on the way up. And he'd have been like, well, this kind of tarnished Floyd Mayweather's legacy. You know, like, okay, dude, there's nothing he could have done.
Right.
Yeah, like, you know, it's like, I mean, he was, because my cousin put on there, he was like, he's probably listening to it, I'll probably get a text, but he was like, he's got to fight again. Like, so this, Floyd's now got to come back and say, not the 50-0.
Right.
Now he's got to come back and fight again to prove he can fight. Like, okay.
Look, LeBron loses the first round out of 15 straight years, Steve.
He never in his career.
And now it's like, see, I told y'all he wasn't nothing.
I know.
It's like, okay, I'm not talking to you about Floyd or LeBron conversations.
But, right. But anyways, there was that. But overall, I mean, it was it was what it was. It was entertaining. Actually, I got, and I don't want to leave this one, but I got the Ocho Cinco fight. Kind of, yeah. I was like, okay, I was really kind of into that. Like,
you okay? Video.
Then the video comes out this morning.
Brian, have you seen the video?
Okay, the video comes out this morning. And I noticed it. I think everybody noticed it when it happened.
But didn't know what they were looking at.
But didn't realize what you were looking at. So Floyd catches Logan Paul on the side of the temple, right?
Just listen. Close quarters combat.
Yeah.
He ducks, gets up under his guard.
Right.
Like his instinct kicked in. His boxing instinct. I see opportunity. He slides in. Boom, boom. Right?
So he hits him. And you can tell, like, you know when a guy's kind of like going down. Now, I don't like what he knocked him out cold. I don't know, but he was going down.
Yes.
And I've watched Floyd Mayweather fight a lot. I buy about every one of Floyd's fights. Mm-hmm. Floyd Mayweather hits somebody like that, he moves simultaneously
so fast
and lets them fall
because he knows this is a knockout shot.
Yeah, like, or it's a knockdown. Like, I mean, this is huge. You know, mm-hmm. that'll win you the fight. You know, something like that. So, anyways, he hits him. And then catches him. And we all saw it live. And we all saw him bend it over sideways. Like, we're like, Floyd doesn't bend over sideways like that.
Right.
For no reason.
Right. And it's like, is Logan Paul grabbing him? And then you're like, no.
Yeah, no. And now, but now here, and I'm going to lob this.
No, okay, you can use it.
I was going to just lob it to you. I saw it and I was like, okay, my mindset went, oh, okay. See, because I thought so, because I was like, you could just tell. I told you, I said, after that first round flurry where Logan Paul looked like a guy, like when we used to go up to my buddy's house and we'd push back the furniture and put oversized gloves on.
That's what we looked like. Wailing, right?
Yeah, you know, I was like, all right, cool. Well, I was like, I knew, okay, Floyd could have beat him at any time. I thought that was kind of the angle. But you hit me this morning, no pun intended, with something that I was like, oh.
Brian.
Floyd may be in some trouble.
I saw that video of Floyd Mayweather holding Logan Paul up.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right before the fight, Steve told me, Floyd Mayweather said, this is the kind of fight that somebody's going to get knocked out because of the rules,
mm-hmm.
right? So keep in mind, all the people betting just heard Floyd Mayweather say, this is the kind of fight that somebody's going to get knocked out,
mm-hmm.
right? Now you say that on air, guess what everybody in Vegas does?
Makes a bet
that there's going to be a knockdown and or a knockout, right? You got video of Floyd accidentally knocking out his opponent and holding him up so he doesn't go down.
Yeah, it makes you think that something's rigged.
Well, if I put a couple million down or a million on a knockdown or a knockout.
I cringed when I saw that video. Because, again, It's the LeBron. You'd be amazed at how many people are lined up to take Floyd Mayweather down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if Floyd Mayweather is seen to be, I mean, he probably made so much on the rights of the fights. He probably didn't gamble on anything, but you get the point. Like, he probably told his people, y'all can just bet against no knockdown to all his mm-hmm. friends. Y'all want to make some money? Everybody's going to be betting on a knockdown.
Yeah.
Y'all bet no knockdown, no knockout. Right? Yeah. And put whatever you got on it. And all them bets that Vegas had to pay out on the no knockdown, no knockout. I cringe when I saw that video. I'm like, ooh. But it's hard to prove. It is hard to prove.
Well, and the only thing he's got going for him is, I mean, he is Vegas. I mean, Floyd Mayweather is Vegas. He lives in Vegas. He, you know, and I'm sure he has enough people up there that. And this is you hate to say this, and
actually,
I hate to say it.
Vegas probably came to him and said, "Don't."
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you hate to say it because I like Floyd, but you know, it's like, and I hate doing the basketball could be really rigged or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I mean, if anybody could make that deal, it would have been Floyd, you know. So
I tell you what, we're gonna get into the basketball video. I am going to open up a new school. I want to talk about that.
Oh,
so after the commercial break, the new school, the basketball video, all that good stuff. Middays with Marcus Maben on 99 The Ville.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200 plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. I want to take a second to remind people, if you know somebody, if you are that somebody, Atria Job Fair in Louisville, the Louisville Marriott East, located 1903 Embassy Square Boulevard, Louisville, Kentucky, 40299, right off of Hertzbourne Parkway and I-64. The Atria Job Fair is tomorrow, 11 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock. You can go to the link. I shared it on my pages. Again, Atria, A-T-R-I-A. If you can just type in Atria Job Fair in Louisville, you can schedule an appointment. They take walk-ins. You can schedule certain times for interviews. Again, some of the benefits, competitive wages, of course, annual merit increase, health insurance, 401k retirement plans, complimentary meals, in some cases, training and growth opportunities, COVID-19 safety protocols, prevention protocols, and all that good stuff. So if you know somebody who is looking to get into a new field of work, and this is just the perfect time, like I said, you show up there, 11 o'clock, it's between 11 and 5 tomorrow at the Louisville Marriott East. Everybody knows it's a nice lobby too. I enjoyed watching a couple games in that lobby.
How much these people paying?
Right. I'm game. Listen, I'm always in line for some work. So here's the thing, Steve. Something I am forcing you to talk about, you can passively act like you enjoy what I'm about to say. I don't mind if you don't.
I am reading all the texts, by the way. I appreciate y'all sending in the tips and stuff.
Keep them coming all week.
I've read all of them, man. I appreciate that.
Again, you even if you don't have the slightest interest,
okay,
I don't want you to be the jerk, because if you act uninterested in this one, it's going to hurt a lot of people's feelings.
Okay.
Something happened this weekend. Oh, my God. For y'all, for this special group of people, U.S. men's national team versus Mexico, CONCACAF, OMG.
YouTube, somebody said.
Oh, okay. Oh, listen.
I saw something about a fight.
Let me repeat this, because YouTube was down. USA men's national team.
You're hurting a lot of people's feelings talking about it.
Versus Mexico. CONCACAF. Oh, it was in Denver.
Okay.
At the Broncos Stadium.
I did see highlights.
Oh, my God. Listen, it was awesome. It was feisty, and you can't lose to the United States if you're Mexico. in Denver.
No, actually, I watched the 30 for 30, the two Escobars.
Oh.
You legitimately can't.
You can't lose to the United States. And listen, I'm telling you, Mexico scores like a minute into the game, right?
It looked awesome.
They score a minute into the game, and they got the swag going, Steve. I mean, it looked like it looked like the Mexican national team came to party, right? Think about it. When you score, it's like the basketball game when you just get two fast break dunks right at the beginning of the game. You're like, we're going to wipe the floor with these dudes, right? So what happens is you know, game, couple headers, you know, couple nice goals or whatever. I'm talking about 2 points were scored in like the last 3 or 4 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Louisville, USA got awarded a penalty kick. And I listened to the Spanish broadcast. So even not knowing, it was awesome. Because they was like, penalty! Right? So listen, the United States gets up, top corner, which is a tough, you know, penalty kick shot, just hitting that top corner.
Yeah.
Because you can screw that up really easy, you know. Yeah. Like, for as long as I've been watching, top corner takes some stones, you know.
Okay.
USA.
I did see that shot.
USA takes the lead with the top corner, right? Right at the very end, Mexico gets up. They were like, penalty! So it was like, oh my God. It was like ebbs and flows. It was live, Steve, right? Mexican dude goes up. He goes bottom left corner. United States goalie, who was the backup goalie, because the first one got hurt.
I did see that.
Oh my God. He saves that. Oh my God. Fans out there hitting the USA with they're throwing their drinks you think Kyrie and them had it.
Somebody said they fill them with pee.
I don't know.
That's what they said, like that's the Mexican thing. When they throw stuff, they like the Mexican national team or like the fans, they're like peeing them.
But
or something.
If you look at the highlights, you can see people getting really hit.
Oh, the Mexican dude. The guy that played on the Mexican national team. He got hit right in the head. Like, I was like, dude.
Listen, if y'all do yourself
a favor,
they were
playing in Denver.
They were in Denver.
Like, you would think this game was like in Mexico City.
Oh,
so it's in Denver?
No, Denver's has a heavy Mexican population.
Does it? Okay,
Fair enough.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, my brother lived in Colorado Springs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like, don't mess around.
That's fair.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
So, yeah. Listen, if y'all got a chance, you should go look at like the 8 minute. They got like an 8 minute, 10 minute condensed game. It's just a great game. That's for a certain portion of the audience, but yeah, it was a really good game. So, video.
Yes.
The University of Louisville basketball staff, in particular, Troy Beckman.
Okay.
Guy was responsible for the video. We're efforting him right now. I told Brian he needs to reach out. We need to get him on here. Let's see who tries to steal my idea now. Okay.
Sent the message.
Okay, so the message is out there. If you know him, y'all, reach out. Say Maven's trying to get with you, get you on the show. Okay, thank you for passing that message along. So, Steve, video comes out. You see it before I do. You don't spoil it. You don't spoil alert it for me. You check it out. Give me your vibes on it.
Well, it was awesome. I mean, all the way.
Is it awesome in a basketball, something to come out of the basketball office that's, okay, it's obvious you care about getting some connection with the fans. It's obvious you're doing this for the fans. You're releasing this not to necessarily hype up your players, but just let's start this journey together, y'all.
Well, it's awesome because it's episode one. And I like this new kind of idea of a lot of times.
By the way, 8150 939 is the number. 3831 939 is the text line. We will take your questions and comments on the video, on the men's national team game, or anything else, any of these other conversations. And Steve is also taking advice. Or if you want to volunteer a little help or services towards moving a washer and dryer to your boy Maven's house. call in, text in too with that.
Fair enough.
Keep going.
Okay, so here's the thing. It's awesome because it's episode one, and it's kind of meet team 108, you know, and a lot of times we meet team 108 or team 10-whatever or team 90-whatever, you know, at the red-white game.
Mm.
It's like, okay, this is my first time kind of, and now even though we're kind of crazy around here with our sports, so we know a lot about the guys, but it's like that's the first time we really get to see anything about them. This was cool because it's looks, and when it, episode one tells me there's at least going to be a couple more, at least one more, you know, and maybe I'd say more than that. It seems it's going to kind of take us through a summer-long journey.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time the red-white game gets here, we're going to know these guys. We're going to know the journey of Mike James. We're going to know the journey of Roosevelt. God forbid if somebody were to have a setback in the summer, we're going to know that. We're going to watch that happen. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to say, okay, all right, and then you're going to hear – you know, said
but in
guy.
Good video format.
Yeah, you know, I'm not gonna put. I don't like to put a name on an injury or a setback. But you know, said guy. So you know, this happened. This is what I'm looking at. You know, and like to me, that's a big deal. In it's just where it's at now, man. This is the new world. This is the new. You know.
Yeah, this is why you pay for good video producers.
Yeah, man. And I think that when I watched that, and it was done perfectly. We'll get to the breakdown of it when I just pass it back to you here. But from the beginning with the tournament, from the of last season, the disappointment of that, on to the moving in aspect of it. The I heard Process talking this morning a little bit. And I did agree with him. Like even just I don't necessarily care about humanizing them because I'm.
You already have an
appreciation. I would rather you look. Well, I have an appreciation for him, but also like because I'm not going to humanize you. You win or you don't. You know, like, and that's kind of how we. And I don't mean that to sound as harsh as it did, but it's like you win a lot, you're going to be beloved.
Mm.
You don't. You not hated.
They're still my babies, though.
Well, no, absolutely, but I mean, like, nobody's going to be like, oh, Carly Jones, they didn't make the tournament. Still going to appreciate Carly Jones for years to come. But if Carly Jones takes to the Elite Eight this year, it's different. Okay? Like, you're just, it's different. So, and I say this jokingly, not jokingly, in all seriousness, I say it jokingly a lot. With you, okay, for instance, there wasn't a ton of postseason run, but nobody looks, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, like, did you grab the bag because you knew I was about to say this? No, like, it's just
like. Listen, yeah. I did the most pathetic thing on ever done, people. Here's the problem. Here's the problem. I have a bag. I have a computer bag, right? And it says on it.
You can just see it coming.
Great eight.
Like, close enough, right? It's close enough.
Not Elite Eight.
Yeah. No, but close enough. But here's the thing. You what you did against Kentucky. You know what I'm saying? Like what you did in your career over time.
Kind of gives you a
And your story after is a big deal. And you're a beloved player, okay, around as much as it still blows me away how much people it's like really like I'm like he bleeds like I bleed. You know what I'm saying? Like
he lost to Gonzaga.
Yeah. But you don't have to have that. People are gonna what I'm saying? But just it is something. You know, and you know, and
usually
you know
that. Top 12 scores are beloved, though.
Yeah. But you do know what I mean. Like, you know, say if we had that visual of you hitting a shot in the Elite Eight or in the Sweet 16, I'm not going to say
over,
you had.
Over 7 foot one people in the corner for 4 point plays to close out games against Kentucky. Right. I mean, that, it's not quite.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not quite. It's not quite Sosa's shot, but
yeah, but it's close enough. But yeah, you know what I'm saying. So I just think that this kind of allows you now. I think people, your average person, okay, like for instance, a Drew Diener,
mm-hmm.
who is about as involved in sports as anybody, we don't really follow the recruiting aspect of it. He says that openly, but he knows Mike James now. He knows Roosevelt Wheeler. He knows, you know, Jared West. He knows, of course, Matt Cross is coming in. I think last I heard it was like the 19th was when he's coming in. But, you know those guys, Noah Ellis, Noah Locke, you know, And that's a big deal, I think, for the fan base. So that to me, that's what it did. It didn't give us anything groundbreaking. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it was the most groundbreaking thing, and I hate to say this because I hate this type of, you know, was probably watching them watch the tournament. It was sad.
Oh.
Like, that was rough,
but
man.
That was a great.
But we, you're right.
That was a right. Great, great, great idea.
Oh, it was perfect.
It was a great idea. It was a very unsympathetic sounding Coach Mack. It was when Marcus Maben says to you, it hurt, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
And with a smile on my face.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I'm enjoying you. I'm enjoying you getting this lesson of pain.
Yeah, man.
Of passion. You know, like, I enjoy you falling. You know what I'm saying? Because I know your success is going to, you're going to love that pain that you had, especially if you move on to be successful.
Absolutely.
You're going to be able to handle some adversities in the future. And you know what you're going to say? Man, it ain't as bad as this in that tournament.
I know.
Like, you're going to take a stock market loss, and it's going to make you sick to your stomach, but you're going to say, yeah, that's probably ranks number 3 or 4.
Yeah,
behind
on
that.
Sucky days.
Yeah, right. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, so that's going to, like, that moment in that locker room or in that socially distanced tournament selection committee.
Yeah.
Boy, I envy Mack to be in that position to look at all them in the face and say, it hurt, don't it?
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you this look. When you're not working hard, and look, without saying it, this is going to be the look on my face. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We're going to sit in that room again.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Steve, I'm surprised you didn't hit me with the jokes, but it was like, yeah, my years, we either knew we were in or we were.
Sure.
There was no need for any bracket watch parties. Like, yeah, you're not. Y'all are not.
I know.
We'll see y'all practice on, you know, we'll start working out.
I know. And it was, fair enough. And then, but it was, man, it was a really cool thing for them to do. And I'm looking forward to more. I liked seeing Malik kind of in that role of, I like how they did that. They showed the tournament. Then they showed it almost felt like a TV show. They did the new guys and mm-hmm. stuff, and that's cool. You saw Coach Mack kind of for the first time interacting with Mike James, you know, in person.
I do got to get the JJ trainer, the granddad trainers. I got to get the ribs.
Oh, I know. Yeah, that looked amazing.
Yeah.
And
JJ, I need to see his development.
I know.
He didn't look as big on the video this time.
Fair
did
enough.
Did you go out to Cali and lose some weight, JJ?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I'm on you.
I know. Yeah,
I didn't see a lot of Sam.
But I did see Sam. But I'm okay.
Sam's probably like, get that camera out my face.
I know. Yeah.
I'm not playing this game.
Look, I got one more. I got a year to make it.
Yeah.
And really, he does.
Right.
To make it
yeah.
like first round.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like this is your year. Or if Sam doesn't.
Or you're just, you were just a good player.
Or you're just, because to me, you're going, this is your third year. If he doesn't. Build into a first rounder this year?
Yeah, let's leave it into the video part of it.
Yeah.
We'll go down.
Oh, I know.
I'll end up going down a far road with that. I really enjoyed the disappointment part of that tournament thing. Because it's like, that's the lesson. And just that walk off, like, we really just threw a party. And
I know. And then you see you were the first team out. Mm-hmm. And you're like, gosh, man.
Like, yeah. and they're like, they're not aware of the what we knew.
You know? Oh yeah,
kind of
yeah.
Like their brains are still a little untainted. They think, no, we just screwed up. You know what I'm saying? We screwed up. We didn't make it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Even though some adults, you know, on the outside, like,
oh yeah, right,
y'all,
sure.
Y'all didn't know that was gonna happen.
Yeah, you see that coming.
Like,
yeah,
like some years down the road, we'll be able to talk to him and just say, y'all didn't have a shot, young fella. Like,
I know. And it was, again, I look forward to it. And then, like I said, it was the ending with the okay, now let's focus on our senior, you know what I'm saying? Like, now this is Malik, and they asked. Well, they did ask Malik. I did like this really quick. He was like, they were like, what keeps you coming back? Mm-hmm. And just to hear him kind of say, man, you know, it's a place I was just ready to get out of here. Now he's like, I'll probably live here the rest of my life.
Clarify that. Yeah. I was just coming here to do a year and get out of here.
Yeah.
Now this is a place I could see myself living for the rest of my life.
Yep. That was big. That was stuff like that's big, man. And
I still don't like hearing backup plans, though.
Well, I know, but he's got to be realistic, I know, though, man.
I know, like, yeah, I know.
Like with what's happened.
I know. I just don't like, but I said the same thing to
you
my cousin.
You see Roosevelt come in there. You got to think Malik's like, man, this kid. Hey, look, this young fellow is everything I used to be.
I say that, look, again, and I said this to Cameron Maven in here, y'all, so I didn't want him thinking about backup plans. Like, no, you be one track. You're smart. You'll figure out the backup plans.
Pops Enoch, we did see Steve, man. Did you see Steve out there?
Yeah. Don't get me started. Is Pops Enoch on the text line?
Yeah.
Pops, I hate that they didn't love your son enough.
I know, right?
And people loved Steve.
No, they did. Yeah, yeah.
He deserved more.
But like we didn't appreciate, I think, well, we did.
I know.
Y'all didn't appreciate,
I know,
sometimes how good he was.
He caught an alley-oop and brought it down from the square, Steve, off a reverse after a reverse pivot.
I know.
These people, they make me sick sometimes.
He's the one I'm pretty bullish on. I'm like,
he's going to,
because I think he'll get a if he hasn't already, we'll play a summer league. I really can see him. I think he's going to show up in the league.
Yeah. I need, well, when he's not in the league, I need him working out here, and I need him working out with Roosevelt Wheeler.
Mm-hmm.
Because he, like I said, he has a fundamental.
Well, Steve was in town, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He has a fundamental big man game. He needs to have an apartment here. He needs to have a place here to always be able to work out.
Listen, Pops, you tell Steve, he's always welcome to stay with Steve Rummage.
Right? You got to stay here.
Me and Steve Enoch, just two Steves walking around the commons.
Just chilling.
Hope people don't confuse us.
They won't.
Which one's Rummage? Which one's Enoch?
So I would really love him working out with Roosevelt. Okay.
Yeah, he's big. He's big time, man.
So there's that. I did listen. I enjoyed the details too, Steve. The blood work. There is.
Yeah.
Do you know how high your heart rate is being in that room?
Oh, it's every time I go to the doctor.
Right.
They're like, your blood pressure's low. I'm like, nah. And they're like, oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
No, because everybody's looking at each other and looking at each other's weights and then, you know, waiting for the doctor to say, oh, hmm. See, and another thing, that's why I can't be a doctor, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm sitting here taking someone's, you know, taking somebody's temperature, right?
Yeah.
Or whatever. I'm going to go,
oh, no. Oh, God. No, I'm joking.
I know,
yeah, you're fine.
I know.
You're fine. Like, you're fine.
Yeah,
yeah. You're pregnant.
What?
No, right. I'm joking. It's a basketball team.
Yeah. are you sure that? Oh, is this your blood work?
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
Now, let me see your.
Oh my God, I would pass out. It's like when we went to Disney and they did the temperature checks.
Oh.
I was like, I'm gonna be on the news if they tell me. Well, actually, Steve, you have a 99. No, listen, I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm gonna go sit in the car, and when I come back, that's gonna read right temperature because I came all the way down here. I paid.
How?
I'm going into this park today.
Come hell or high water.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, one last thing. Cause I know. Oh, my bad.
No, I was gonna say it would be tough being a doctor because I would say 60-70% of the news you give a client is bad news. The reason that they come in is because they're getting checked out for something that they're worried about. So
right.
I would say majority of the time you give them bad news.
Yeah, yeah. But with the college, it's like you just don't want to hear nothing crazy. Like, so you're like,
okay, one last elephant in the room because I know B Hall's got to play out in just a second. Luke and Blankenbaker.
We're definitely addressing that. You play that music out. I'm going to address a lot of that stuff. We're rolling along middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.